Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Audio cut of the day before the hour is up. Josh Krasauer is back with us. 97.1 FM Talk political insider. He's the editor-in-chief of the Jewish Insider. You see him on Fox all the time. You hear him on Fox News Radio. Josh, crazy, crazy times that we're living in. Good Lord. You and I have talked about a lot of big stories over the years, but we're still having an argument in the legacy media over which side, left or right, this kid was motivated by. I mean, I just pulled up David Schuster's account. It used to be at NBC. And he's retweeting conspiracy theories that the FBI manufactured and wrote the script yesterday with that text exchange. Now, Josh, you know me. I know that the right does this as well with goofy conspiracy stuff, but I feel like I'm living in an alternative universe.
Yeah, we're in some pretty bad times because if you can't agree on what are widely accepted facts that were presented by the Utah prosecutors yesterday from the text messages that the suspect himself wrote to his roommate, saying he was furious and full of, you know, he wanted to, you know, go after Charlie Kirk because of hate. You know, he thought he was hateful. That is as, you know, crystal clear a motivation as you could possibly find. And yet you see all these contortions of people and a lot of people who should know better in the media, in who are influencers on social media, who are, you know, people who are well educated and should know better are trafficking in lies. And you see, this is we were talking about this on the Fox panel last night. I see this as much, it's not a left-right issue, because you see, as you mentioned, Mark, the same issues among right-wing social media influencers and the kind of misinformation that's going out there. I mean, it's a consequence of social media itself, and you have these companies that are incentivizing, you know, the worst, most extremist hot takes and bad information, and it's crowding out the good. And that's how companies like Meta and X and TikTok, that's how they're profiting. They're profiting, yeah, on pitching extremism and lies to all sides, and they're dividing America. And by the way, Mark, this is something, you know, I think we see the consequence of this in real time, but, you know, it's not just you know, social media influencers on the extremes. It's China. It's Russia. I mean, for God's sakes, we have a China-owned platform in TikTok that is deliberately skewing its algorithm for anti-American, hateful, anti-Semitic content to push to the youngest Americans out there. So it's no coincidence when you look at the public opinion data showing how radicalize so many of these Gen Zers become. So, I mean, to me, this is a real, like, civilizational crisis that a lot of people are now recognizing, but no one really wants to do anything about.
Are you surprised by this? Some of this is really brazen and ugly. Like George Conway has been all over this from the beginning with no regrets whatsoever about expressing essentially glee over Charlie Kirk's assassination. I mean, there are a lot of people out there, and I mentioned Jimmy Kimmel. You know, he goes on and he tries to spread this stuff last night, and everyone wants to blame President Trump. So I guess I shouldn't be shocked in the climate that we live in. Somebody, I'm on David Schuster's site right now because I was looking at some of the responses, and somebody said, because, you know, you want to try to compare this to something that happened in the past with other people, and I'm trying to find the tweet here, but they used Trayvon Martin as an example, basically saying, you know, if you had conservatives were cheering for the death of Trayvon Martin. Now, I don't think that was happening at all. They were trying to say that that whole shooting scenario was very different than the way it was being explained in the media. But the amount of people that are in high-profile positions that are jumping on this, you know, this kid was to the right of MAGA bandwagon is quite stunning to me. Martina Navratilova, I saw one of her tweets. So this is a mainstream narrative that's really gotten out there, and they're not letting go of it.
Yeah, I mean, that's the most disturbing. When you realize this is having a real-life impact, it's not when you have some random social media people that no one's ever heard of posting these things. It's when you have established, well-regarded professors, newsmakers, reporters that are actually, becoming radicalized, really, in real time on social media. You mentioned a few of the names out there. These are pretty respected people who have just, like, lost themselves. And it shows you. I mean, look. I think there's a just a basic standards problem. Like, these people should not be the institutions that they work for should be having some kind of standards. But I also think you're seeing some of these folks radicalized in real time. And also the incentive structure is totally broken. You're seeing so many people in the mainstream media, what's left of it, not being able to have enough funds, frankly, to hire people who are going to be objective, call balls and strikes, get the facts. And the incentives are for people to leave these platforms and start their own Substack or start their own, influencer platform. And how do you make money? How do you make revenue? How do you profit from that? It doesn't matter if you're not telling the truth. It's just riling up the base, riling up people who don't care about whether things are right or wrong or whether it's true or false. So I think we're in a big world of hurt. We're seeing, like, things slowly get a boil, starting to get worse and worse and worse. And what's most worrisome is what we saw with the Charlie Kirk assassination, because you're seeing an increasing number of people, you know, and this is very much been scrutinized on the left, but you're also seeing this in polling among right-wingers too, a tolerance for political violence, a tolerance for riots, a tolerance for this hate that's online. And a lot of times it's remained online, but we're starting to see in the last, you know, with Charlie Kirk most prominently, but really in the last few years, things that are extremist online content translated into the real world in really, really violent and awful consequences.
How much credit would you give Turning Point USA and Charlie Kirk for Trump's win last year? Because obviously he's given a lot of credit, and, you know, there was a strong undercurrent with younger people, and he has to get a lot of the credit, doesn't he?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think one of the big surprises from the 2024 election results was how well Donald Trump did with Gen Z men especially. And that was not picked up as much as it should have been in the polling, but it really was demonstrated in the results and what you see on campuses, frankly, where Charlie Kirk's grassroots energy. I mean, the fact that he just had the phrase "happy warrior" is one that's been around politics, you know, for a long time. But really, you know, whatever you thought of Charlie Kirk's views, he wanted to engage. He wanted to debate. He had a smile on his face. He had his deep held beliefs, and he debated with a lot of people who disagreed with him, and that was what made him so distinctive. And I think it really propelled the success of Turning Point. There are a lot of conservative campus organizations out there. Turning Point really did take off in large part because of Charlie Kirk. And look, the fact that Gen Z men, you know, against all odds voted, or against all expectations, I should say, voted for Donald Trump, supported Trump over Kamala Harris, tells you a whole lot. There are a lot of other reasons for it, but Charlie Kirk certainly one major factor.
So, because everybody, and we did this last year with Trump and the assassination, everyone always says, this is bigger. This seems different. This seems like a bigger moment. Maybe it does. You know, we're still fresh into it. It was a week ago today when all this was sort of unfolding and we were finding out some of the facts. But how does it manifest itself into the midterms, for example, and into the future? I mean, I know, Josh, that's impossible to know right now, but any theories on that?
Well, look, I think one of the worries, I mean, we've talked about this before. When you're the party in power, you're usually going to lose some seats in the House, in the Senate. It's usually going to be an expectation that Republicans may lose the House because of a narrow majority. That said, I think the worry in Democratic circles about the rise of the extreme left, the fact that there could be primaries where you have extreme type candidates, left wing candidates emerging in key races. Democrats are trying to do everything that they can to avoid that possibility. But the Zohran Mamdani factor, and the fact that someone like that could win a nomination in one of the biggest city in the country. And you're seeing other kind of imitators in key races for both the Senate and Susan Collins's race, for instance. There's a very left-wing Democrat that's getting a lot of online attention, has a whole lot of radical positions. We'll see if he's the nominee, but that's a big warning sign for Democrats. And there are a lot of House races where you have these types of candidates that are emerging. So, I mean, look, I think there's a lot of worry in Democratic circles that they have the fundamentals perhaps on their side just because people are running against Trump and his numbers are down a little bit. But the candidates, if the energy in the party is with the AOC wing, with the Mamdani wing, and you have some really extreme candidates that emerge, and I think there will be, that could cost them some crucial seats in key battlegrounds.
Let me shift gears just a little bit here and ask you about Pam Bondi, because you have a lot of people that are upset on the MAGA side because of the Epstein files situation. And then, I seriously take issue with this nonsense that she said a few days ago about going after people for the social media post, because I think that was wrong. And I don't think that's what she said in that moment sounded like someone who would be a Democrat attorney general, not a Republican. So I don't know, Pam Bondi not endearing herself maybe to both sides. Could she potentially be in trouble as attorney general?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No, and Trump views her very favorably. I don't think her comments bothered him at all, even though she did do a little cleanup after the fact. And look, I think it's maybe uncomfortable to say, but there are a lot of folks in that top level of the Trump orbit that have said similar things about going after private charities that have left-wing views for their speech. J.D. Vance said that. Stephen Miller said that in the aftermath of Charlie Kirk's assassination. I think Bondi was just an extension of a lot of these, frankly, very abusive government. Conservatives usually want less government. We don't want to hear more government being involved, and we're hearing a lot. We've seen, frankly, in the first year of the Trump administration, second term, a very expansive use of government power. So I didn't hear Donald Trump really criticizing Pam Bondi or even pushing her to walk things back. Obviously, and I think it's encouraging that you saw a lot of voices from across the Republican spectrum speaking out and perhaps pushing her to do so herself. But look, it's not just speech issues, it's tariffs, and there are obviously court cases down the pike about whether Trump has a right to impose these very punitive tariffs against our allies. And there's a lot of, obviously, the issue about campuses and how much power the executive branch has in terms of just dictating to private institutions what can be done with the, I mean, some of these are debatable issues, right?
Yep.
But that is where this is coming from. And the fact that you can say that free speech, you're going to crack down on free speech, or crack down on hate speech, I should say, that someone would feel like that's not a problem to say that is the waters in which this administration is swimming in.
Josh Krossauer, awesome to hook up with you. It's been just a little bit. I think we can close in a way that can bring us both together in a very sad way. We both cannot wait until baseball season is over because both our teams suck.
Wait till next year. It's been a tough year. You guys were at least kind of on the outskirts of the wild card race. We were out of it
for a while. Josh is a Nats fan, but dude, it's gotten pretty bad here, you know, with the fans not showing up. And I'm going to the game, I think, on Sunday, but I've only been to like two games the entire year, which is very rare. And a lot of fans can say that. I mean, some of it has to do with the team. Some of it has to do with some violence that we have with issues downtown. But yeah, I'm ready to move on. And you say next year for the Cardinals, it might be like 2028 when the next presidential race is happening. We might be competitive. We'll see. Josh, awesome to have you on. Have a great week.
Thanks,
all right, Mark. We'll see you.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.